Well, tension between Kabul and Washington continues to build as the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, delays signing a security pact with the United States. Washington issues a new warning while Karzai sets new conditions for the deal. The U.S. says it will pull all troops out of Afghanistan if Karzai does not promptly sign the agreement. The warning came during a meeting between Karzai and the U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Washington has repeatedly said that it cannot wait until after April's election, with Rice now calling it, quote, not viable. However, Karzai has said that he will not back down from his refusal to sign the pact and will leave the decision to his successor. He has asked the U.S. for a guarantee that it will halt all military operations targeting civilian homes. Karzai's spokesman says he has called for a clear commitment to starting the peace process before the crucial security pact is signed. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Ty Berry, who is an activist with Code Pink, and he's joining us live now from Washington. Ty, as always, thanks for joining us. Now, do you think all parties here, including Karzai and Washington, are essentially playing politics with this security pact at this point?
Well, absolutely, they're playing politics. This has been the longest war in American history. There was never a bilateral interest in this. In these negotiations, the United States has tried to further its hegemony in South Asia and Central Asia. This is now just another bullying, blackmailing tactic that they go in there and say, hey, we're gonna pull all our troops out of here unless you give in and you allow us to be in your country without the rule of law. The United States calls itself an exceptional country because they want exceptions to the rule of law. They want to be held to a different standard. If they commit a violent act, such as Raymond Davies, who murdered two people in Pakistan and wanted to be treated different, and we paid a ransom for him to come back to the United States. He was not held to the rule of law. There was no justice in that case. It's the same situation. Private contractors in Afghanistan have been committing murder. American U.S. military forces have been committing murder in that country. Nobody's held accountable. The president who has not trusted, the United States doesn't trust President Karzai, and President Karzai doesn't trust the United States. Under this negotiations, there can be no real action that's for the benefit of the Afghan people. And as we see, when Karzai and the Taliban were trying to get some kind of negotiations, the U.S. used its drones to murder those who were moderate, so-called moderate Taliban. And the whole condition in Afghanistan is a mess, just like the mess that was created in Iraq that we're seeing today, that's just causing the death of so much of innocent people in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
All right, so Ty, in your opinion then, what does Afghanistan look post 2014 after this quote-unquote withdrawal?
Well, we hope in the United States, we in the peace community, hope the United States does the right thing. What a real American would do in this condition is pull their troops out, provide the economic base for Afghans to get a free and fair election, to provide the basis for talks with the Taliban, real talks with Taliban, treating everybody with respect and openness. But providing Afghanistan with the economic relief that it will need for 20 years or more, cleaning up the mess that we've created in both Iraq and Afghanistan is an important thing for the United States to continue and not to be labeled as an imperialist, hegemonic country that it has become.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Ty Berry speaking to us live from Washington.